Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
This is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. I hope today finds you in the bright sunshine that I'm in as I'm recording this. I appreciate you being here with us. Today, we're going to transition your life because we're going to talk about the number one thing you need to be doing with your business in order to have success in this current economy. Every single one of us wants to make more money with our business. We want to be more successful. We want to have a greater reach. We want to do more of what we are uniquely brilliant at and what we were called to do in the world. And in order to be able to do that, we need to meet people where they are. Today, where people are is video. We need to talk to people in video, whether it be Periscope, Facebook Live. There are so many different video elements. Of course, YouTube is still out there, still going strong. People love to have a video that they can listen to be able to really understand who you are, what you do, and what you can most importantly do for them. So if you aren't using video, number one, you need to listen to today's episode. And number two, you need to accept right up front here that using video is absolutely imperative for your business. And today I hope that we can give you a few reasons why you need to do that. I am so glad to be joined by a great friend. Her name is Liz Need, and Liz is actually the owner of a company called, I love this name, Need Inspiration. That's N-E-A-D, Inspiration. And she's going to both inspire us today as well as talk to us about why it is so important to have video as a primary part of what we do in our day-to-day business. I'm not talking about studio produced videos. I'm talking about the things, like I said before, like Periscope and stuff like that, that you do with grace and ease as you are running your day-to-day business. So let's hop right into this conversation with Liz and find out more about Liz and all of the things that she can do to help us out. Let's start off by having you tell me a little bit about who you are and what's got you to this point in your career.
Okay. So I am Liz Need, and I would say in the short version is I'm a speaker, author, business and life coach, media personality, and my drive and passion is just to inspire people. So hence the name Need Inspiration, which is a play on my last name. And funny story about that, I started Need Inspiration 8 years ago, right around the recession. And, I was in my office about to let go. I knew I had about 3 or 4 weeks left of my job. And I thought, Need Inspiration, that sounds good. And I thought, I'll change it later, when I really get serious and a marketing company will come and help. And no one's been able to, they said, don't change your name. It's a good name. So who knew that it would just be like a whim and it would stick.
I love it when inspiration works out like that, and you can just come up with something that just sticks.
Yeah, that just works, and it comes from kind of your purpose, and you're ready to put your action with your purpose. So, so that's, I really focus on trying to get people to change the way they look at things, because I believe that most people have the ability to make the changes. They're showering and putting on clothes that aren't dirty and brushing their teeth and going to work, and they have lives. So it really is a matter of helping them see what they're capable of doing, and then they'll go out and do more.
Tell me a little bit about your family.
Well, we're blended. So my husband and I actually next week will have been married 16 years, and it's a second marriage for me, and I am also wife number three. We laugh about that. The final wife, but still wife number three. And we have 7 kids between us. When we met, he had 3, and I had 2. I had twin boys that are now in college. They were 2 when we got together, and they're 20 years old and in their second year of college. And then we had 2 together. And that is one of the hours. So we are an American family.
Yeah. That's so weird because actually Kathy and I are the same way, you know. Second marriage for both of us. You know, I had five. I was a single parent of five when and why she married me is beyond me.
We say the same thing. Can't you ask?
Why would you marry anybody that has five kids?
Let's get a calculator. Yeah. I love it.
And then, of course, Maya, you know, was she was like 2.5 at the time when we met, you know. And so she turned 3 just after we got married. And this will be our 15th year this year in November.
Fantastic. You're kind of on the same plan then. Yeah. So that's me in a nutshell, I would say. I love my work. I did 15 years of corporate work prior to starting my own business. And you know, with the family, I have always been successful as a project manager, manager, business development. I ended with a vice president type of position and thought I have no business jumping into inspiration in the middle of a recession. You know, I was making 6 figures. I was the primary breadwinner. And actually, I kind of lied to everyone when they asked me. I never told anyone. I never actually looked for another job because I could have very easily found another job. Maybe not for as much money, but I could have found another job. But I kind of knew it was a now or never situation. And so when I would talk about what am I doing in the interim, because I wasn't, you know, I didn't start out making, you know, 6 figures. I would just say, oh, there's just no work out there. I just can't, you know, I haven't gotten it. I haven't found anything. And so everyone just assumed that it was just a tough climate. And they thought it was so industrious that I started my business.
Oh, hey, I like that. You know,
I know. It's a spin, right? They're like, oh, good for you. I'm like, thank you. Because there's just nothing out there.
Totally.
Because I'm not looking.
On purpose. Yeah,
exactly. But I felt like I needed to sort of hide that from people because they never would have understood why I was doing it. Although I used to speak to my stuffed animals. Like when I was 3, 4 years old, I would line my stuffed animals up and then I would just talk to them about whatever it was. So I think it was truly something I was born to do, to talk to people and get them excited.
I love it when you're when you transition from inanimate objects that always give you standing ovations.
Yes, I know. People are so disappointing. No, I'm just kidding. Those stuffed animals, though, they knew how to make me feel good.
Yeah. They always tell you that every word you say is perfect.
Exactly. Exactly.
So from now on, whenever you go to one of Liz's events, pretend that you're a teddy bear and give her the just awesome feedback that, you know, every good teddy bear would.
You know, the truth is that live audiences make you better because human beings are impossible to box up. So no matter how good I think I am, they, you know, coaching people and speaking to people, if they show up and they're ready, I'll always improve because they can show me another way that I hadn't thought of or another perspective or, you know, just everybody is walking their own path. And so I do really, it really is one of those things where I kind of hope for the person who's the skeptic so that I can, you know, figure out another way of inspiring.
We were actually talking about that on the eWomen radio network group about, you know, people that come in and they are trolling your radio show and stuff like that. And I'm like, I like it. I have fun with them. I play with them. I'm like, hey, how's it going? You know, I mean, obviously you must need something in life. So let's find out what it is.
You know? And you just never know. I mean, I'm not saying that I want to please everyone, but I recognize that anybody who is near me, there's a potential that we're together for a reason. And I want to be open to it. I mean, I'm not like that every day. I'm no angel. And there are days when I just want to say, did you want to switch places? Because it seems awfully comfortable where you are. And I think how easy that is. But most of the time, I really feel like my heart, like in the inspiration business, you need to be open to where they are at that moment. And maybe just a little kindness or humor might actually change something in their life.
Yeah, absolutely. So if the interview got cut short and we needed to absolutely make sure that we got one point across, what would be the absolute one thing you would just have to make sure people knew?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Steve. I'm in the middle of this class. I'm calling it, it's called the 180 Life Experience, but it's really Transformation School. And so the one thing that I would say, because anyone can create the life they want, particularly in the United States, I would say there's no excuse, really. And that is, transformation is not an experience or like a play. It's not even a state. It's a skill. And if you learn the skills of transformation, you can change your bank account, your marriage, your physical state, your mental state, once you learn those skills. And if you don't know what those skills are, you're just sort of transforming by default. You're just getting older and you're progressing. And so that's very exciting to me. When I had that realization that the way that you break your thoughts and your actions down and your perspectives, that you have to learn those skills if you're going to make change happen over, you know, make change stick, really. Mm-hmm. I think that that's really important for people to know, because I think people get discouraged and they start to internalize their reality. If the truth is, you create your reality, not the other way around.
You are a product of the people that you hang out with, the words that you allow into your life, whether it be, you know, the music you listen to, the books you read, the things, more importantly, that you say to yourself. You are a product of that reality. You feel about you the way that you have allowed yourself to be programmed to feel. Now, here's the good news. You have the ability to completely change that paradigm, to change that messaging 100%, start saying nicer things about yourself, surrounding yourself with people who say nicer things about yourself, and really truly be inspired to be you. Because remember, I've said this so many times, but I want you to know, you are here because the world needs specifically who you are. You're here for a purpose, and we really, really want you to shine the best you that you can be. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back to talk more to Liz about inspiration and how video is going to play into all of this. Don't go away. We'll be right back on Thriving Entrepreneur.
Never has there been a better time for women to hack success. The shift is on and the breakthroughs are real. We're taking success to a whole nother level. Join us at the Women's Success Summit, a gathering of dynamic, smart women helping women. We want to learn about you and what you have to offer. Bring your A game and be prepared to transact some business. Oh, and by all means, dress to impress.
Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to WeHelpYouThrive.com. Check us out and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. I'm here with Liz Need. We are talking to you about why you need inspiration and how video and using it in your business can help you reach the people that you're meant to reach and really be the best version of yourself.
We are all definitely transforming minute to minute, day by day, year by year. You know, all of us look in the mirror and see somebody older than was, you know, last year, 20 years ago, whatever. You know, I'm living my last year in my 40s. So, you know, it's really, apparent to me. And, you know, but the thing about it is are we going to transform on purpose? Are we headed towards something specific, or are we just accidentally, you know, getting another year older?
Yeah, because the transfer, you know, you can't stay the same. I mean, by virtue of aging, you're always changing. Your cells are always changing. And every minute you have a new experience anyway. And so when you're intentionally, I'll give you an example. So I have this 180 life experience, and your wife is actually has been part of it for some of it. And each week everyone gets a theme, and it's another skill for transformation. So this week we focused on keeping your word to yourself. So people tend to be amazing for other people. Mm-hmm. They will show up and they're so in for other people, but then we make promises to ourselves all the time. And then we don't keep our word to ourselves. We don't keep our promises. And it's like this dirty secret that actually drains you of the desire and the energy to change for tomorrow. So even if you just said, you know what, I said I was going to get up at 6, I'm going to get up. And you just did it, you're strengthening your relationship with yourself. And it takes skill to learn to keep your word in small things so that when the big thing comes, you're ready to show up for yourself. So that's an example. See, I'll geek out about this all day long.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and you remind me of something that if any of my kids happen to be listening to the radio show, which is very rare, but every once in a while they'll pipe up and they'll go, Dad, I saw, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they all will be, you know, very familiar with what I say to them. It's like, you know, when you treat somebody that's being mean to you badly, you are only impacting you. They're not going to become a better person because, you know, you zinged them with just that perfect phrase. And all of a sudden they're like, oh, yes, I realize I'm a horrible individual,
right.
You know, but what you are doing is you're practicing what kind of person you want to be.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's so true. And, you know, that what you said, that's very true for social media. You know, I've never been convinced through rudeness to change my position. You know, I don't think you, and you know, this is a timely conversation for, you know, it's the political season and the disrespect is at an all time high. And I'm thinking whose mind is being changed? You know, it's not working. And then the other thing I was thinking is forgiveness. You know, when you forgive someone, you're really just releasing yourself. They're in the same state, whatever their state is, but you release yourself from all that nastiness that you're holding inside.
And in the end, that is probably the biggest piece of transforming is, can you let yourself go from even as close back as yesterday?
Yeah.
You know, as well as things that are 10, 20, 30, 50 years ago that we're still carrying around, you know. And I mean, how many of us have a person that right now, today, if you think about them, you can still get just violently angry about a situation, you know?
Yeah. And even the inspirational person.
Oh, yeah.
I have grudges. Absolutely.
You know, and if you think about it, that person is off living their life. I mean, they could be the best person in the world now or the worst person. They could have passed away 10 years ago, and you still are violently angry about something, you know, that's, you know, 20, 30 years old.
And it's only rotting your insides. It's not anybody else's. So that is a huge thing to try. And it doesn't happen overnight. But I think the way, you know, people always ask me, like, how do you do it? And they think it's this big, like, Damascus Road. I was blind and now I can see. And I say, no, it's a moment to moment thing. It comes up and your brain checks in with you to go, did you want to be mad at this? Cause I'm ready to fire off those chemicals and distract you and make you hot and sweaty. And then you have to say, no, you know what? I have other things going on and I'm just going to release that. And then, you know, the frequency of those thoughts diminish after a while. You just do it the one time. And then you do it again and you do it again. And so I did want to share with you, Steve, that because a lot of times when people kind of going along the lines of, you know, what would you want people to know? A lot of times people look at me and they say, you know, you seem like you haven't had a bad day in your life. You know, they look at me that way. And for a number of reasons, and I appreciate that, but I want people to know that, you know, 10 years ago, I could not pay a bill on time. I couldn't save a dollar, $2. for any length of time. I broke my word with financial things often. I was very dishonest with my husband related to money. So I would charge things and then try to secretly pay them back and hide the statement and until the transaction fell off. And then I was also a person who was never satisfied in my relationship. So as soon as the honeymoon period was over, I needed attention. And so I would go, I just loved attention from anybody. And I was very miserable. I just was I was just an unhealthy person. And if I can do it, anybody can do it. Because now my bills are paid on time and I don't seek attention. It is really my spiritual base is God. You know, I'm a Christian. So I feel like it's me and God. And then, and I feel a sense of freedom because there's a sense of freedom that comes with honesty. So I don't have anything to hide. So all of these things that I'm teaching people are very near and dear to me because I know what it's like to not want to wake up in the morning, to kind of feel like, well, I'm not going to kill myself, but it wouldn't be so terrible if I just never woke up. Like I'm kind of sick of this. Mm-hmm. And I'm exhausted. And to go from that to feeling like there's just not enough seconds in the day. Like I have too much to do and it's too important and I have work and I'm here for a reason. To have that moment, I'm grateful for it. And so my life is really dedicated to reaching people who I know there are people that feel that way more than we realize that are just exhausted mm-hmm. and they don't see a future that's exciting. And I want to get my mitts on those people. So
if you are struggling with getting up in the morning, being excited throughout the day, having a purpose, you know, Liz is somebody that can help you out. Liz, tell us some specific things. What are some things that a person could do to really begin transforming today?
You know, there are a couple. It's simpler than we realize. So I think that when people are at a place where they're really down and out, the big vision is not helpful because the big vision is what makes us exhausted. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's as simple as learning to do something new. Like just being in a state of learning creates chemicals that are happy chemicals. I do believe in fitness. I do believe if you're bummed, do something physical. It could be that you take a hammer and you break out a wall that needs to be done, or you take a bat and an old piece of furniture and you just need to move sometimes. All that energy's in there. There's four things. So one is learning something. Two is getting physical. I think three, talking to someone about how you feel is important. If you can be honest about it and say, I've lost my zest for life. Like right now I'm not feeling excited about being alive. And then fourth is to be, if you can find anything to be grateful for. I mean, if you can have any sense of like you're eating something and it tastes good, or, you know, you just got a good night's sleep, or your sheets are clean, or, I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. If you can find gratitude, your good life will grow from that. So those are kind of the things that I think. But it's hard when you're in a place like that. They all sound really nice.
Yeah.
You know, I really appreciate where people are at when they're in that place, because it takes a lot to move out of it.
Well, and we deal a lot with writers, you know, people who mm-hmm. want to have a book and that kind of thing. And it was so amazing. My very first mentor, I mean, he was my godfather, so I've known him since like third grade. Been around
Love
for
it.
A really long time. Written all kinds of books. And when he was on the show, he said that the number one thing to being able to share your story in written form is you first have to have a group of friends that you can be gut level honest with. That you can share that icky stuff that you don't want to really share with people. And that from that is where you actually develop your writing voice and your speaking voice.
Oh, that's really interesting. I really like that. I think I lost my house in foreclosure. I mean, every dumb thing that could happen with money, that was me. And so I remember standing on stage and sharing that in the first weeks of my speaking career and people coming up to me and saying, I'm losing my house mm-hmm. or I have bad credit and I feel like I'm a bad person. And thinking, oh, this is just reality. This isn't like the quality of my person. This is something that's happening outside of me. And I think that intimacy that you can have with other people when you give a voice to your experience is priceless. Mm. I think it is. And I never thought about it. It does shape my writing voice. Those, the things that I shared early on is the way that I talk to people. Mm. And in fact, in the book that you and Kathy, I'm so thankful for you guys for helping me put that book together, because it was in the eight, I mean, this is the ninth year of my business and I hadn't had a book yet. I was just stuck. So I really feel like Kathy was an angel and just said the things that needed to be said. I mean, that was all. It was just, yes, you have a book in you. Yes, that's a good idea. I love the cover. And I mean, it was exactly what I needed to have. And they're all messages from dark moments in my life. The message I got from God, that my personal pep talk, spiritual pep talk, are, they're all pep talks for other people. Mm. Well, so I couldn't have done it without you.
And that's the thing, you know, it's so fun. After about a year and a half now of having the show, because every guest that I bring on, the bigger they are, you know, the wow, it's like, wow, you know, you got to interview Lisa Nichols and yeah. Matthew Knowles and people like that. The very first thing that's part of their story is, well, there was this time when I had this horrible, awful thing and I didn't want to tell anybody about it because yeah. I knew nobody would respect me if I did. And right. then when I told it, my career took off.
Yeah. It's like a thing that chains you down. Yeah. And then when you realize, so here's the thing about the house is that I had this house in the suburbs of, in Des Moines. I'm from Des Moines, Iowa. I live in Des Moines, Iowa. So it's the Midwest and it's just this nice little town with one of the best school districts and, you know, 5-bedroom house and not huge, but you know, a nice house. And I would, I had a variable interest rate mortgage. So it went from, it doubled my mortgage payment. My, when the ARM came, I had this 15-month thing, and then the ARM came. And then it started to go up. I would get these notices, my mortgage was $300 more, $500 more. Like, I had no idea when the thing would come, and they would only accept full payments. And so I started borrowing money. I would take all my money and throw everything I could at this house because I had to be in the house because I thought I was that house. My identity was tied to my neighborhood. My home, somehow in my mind, it implicated me as a person. And when I lost the house and I was still me, I was like, oh, there is not one thing on this earth that defines me. Mm-hmm. And that changed my life to be able to know that even being married doesn't define me, and having children and my height and my, like, all these things that you say are you. No, none of those things are. My soul is the only thing that is uniquely me that can't be duplicated. And so it kind of goes back to the voice, the importance of what you do with writers, Steve, is you're connecting with the only part of who they are that is immeasurable and immovable, and it can't be duplicated. So that's why it's so beautiful and so important.
Well, and I would challenge everybody to think about what is the thing that you're holding on to that really is a chain. It's a weight. You know, I mean, it's like, I remember when I was a little kid, do you remember Curious George books?
Yes, I love those. Harold and the Purple Crayon and Curious George.
Yeah. He has one of them, and I don't remember the whole which particular whole story it's in, but he reaches through the bars and grabs like an apple or a banana or whatever, and then he can't get his arm back out because, you know, it won't go through the bars. And I think that's really a great analogy for what a lot of us are in life. We're so desperately holding on to something. And, you know, and the reality of it is our freedom is as simple as letting that go.
Yeah, it's so crazy. It is. And it makes you so miserable. But in that moment, you really believe that somehow that thing is your identity. Mm. And it's just, I challenge anyone who's watching or listening, like, whatever it is, when you are living in your purpose, it is challenging, but it's never hard. There's a difference.
Oh, yeah, definitely. In fact,
what we usually find is that when we're living our purpose, our best self, it often is that thing that we do so easily, so gracefully, so well, that we tend to discount how impactful it is to the world. There are so many things that we want to do because they're sexier, they're more fun, what have you. But ultimately, our unique brilliance often is that thing that we do so gracefully and so easily that it just really doesn't take any effort, and therefore we discount it. We'll be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Never has there been a better time for women to hack success. The shift is on and the breakthroughs are real. We're taking success to a whole nother level. Join us at the Women's Success Summit, a gathering of dynamic, smart women helping women. We want to learn about you and what you have to offer. Bring your A game and be prepared to transact some business. Oh, and by all means, dress to impress.
Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to WeHelpYouThrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. Hey, you know, I've given out a lot of shout-outs to sponsors and people that have helped us out with the show, but there is nobody that is more impactful to the lives of people, to the making of bestsellers, than my incredible wife, Kathy Kidd. She is, of course, always the sponsor of our show. WeHelpYouThrive.com. You can get a hold of Kathy. She would love to talk with you about what you could do to put out your bestseller. Whether it's your first book or your 20th book, you have a bestseller in you. More importantly, you have a message that needs to be shared with the world. And we really hope that you will jump in and become the bestseller that is within you. So Liz and I are going to talk more now here about how you can live your unique brilliance, how you can come out from anything that's happening in your life and really truly expose and explode your brilliance out into the world.
So when something's hard, like you are just grinding it out and it's hard, there's something wrong. You need to change your angles. Because when I do all kinds of things that are so difficult, like I climb Mount Kilimanjaro in Africa, I mean, writing the book or, you know, starting a business from nothing and doing it in the Midwest, which is not, you know, it's not a, I'm not in a big market. All of those things are challenging, but I always had the energy to overcome the challenge. And when I was doing something that was not good for me and not purpose driven, it was exhausting and hard and impossible and drained me. So I think you can tell inside if something's meant to be or if it's not.
And ultimately that boils down to, you know, what is our purpose? Why are we here? You know, you were talking about you're making six figures. You could have gotten another good job, but it wasn't really what you were supposed to be doing. It wasn't the core of why you were put on this planet.
Yeah. And I think sometimes because this is sort of the thing of the moment, the purpose-driven life and, you know, focusing on why you're here, people can equate that to work and they can think, well, you know, maybe I should be planting flowers for my living. And I would say, no, you know, we're here for a variety of purposes. There's probably a theme. I truly believe that I'm here to be there. My energy was meant to be there for other people. I truly, truly believe that. To open their eyes and to, very similar to you, to provide a space for their voice. I want them to know that they matter. But regardless of whether I do it for a living or not, because I may decide I'm going to go to chef school and I'm still going to live out my purpose as I'm chopping onions. I'm still going to be looking for a way to open people's eyes to the beauty of their soul. That's why I'm here. But I will do it regardless of whether there's a paycheck attached to it, because it was what I was meant to do. So I don't want people to think my story is a story about work, and my work, my real work kind of set me free. And that's my story. But for someone else, it may be something completely different, and they can still live out their purpose without quitting their job. I just think that's important to say.
Absolutely. And I think that one of the things that happens in life is that the opportunity to really be you keeps coming up. You know, yeah. You are working a job and you're miserable at it. And, you know, maybe you lose the job or whatever kind of life circumstance. It doesn't have to be work. You know, it could be, you know, you're just beating your head against the wall with, you know, your relationship or with parenting your kids or those kind of things. And, you know, when we stop and we just actually really look at that, we can see it's like, hey, you know, that's really a secret of something that I'm forcing myself through that I'm really not supposed to be in to begin with.
Yeah. I believe that our purpose continually will emerge. Like, I don't believe that you can lose your purpose or that it will grow dormant. Mm-hmm. I think it shows up over and over again and it bumps up against barriers. So if you're meant to be healthier, and it's standing in the way of your purpose, you'll find yourself in a place where your health holds you back from your purpose, and you'll see it. You'll see, oh, I wanted to do this, but I couldn't. So for me, I would say most notably, my dishonesty in relationships and my financial integrity or lack of it were my two biggest barriers. Because it wasn't that people always say, oh, Liz, you're a pretty girl, and I was always upwardly mobile, but I found myself sabotaging the most beautiful situations. My purpose would come and then those things would get in front of it. And that really is like the thing I'm passionate about, is helping people move those barriers aside. Because you can see it in people. Once you're open to it, you go, oh, that's that person's purpose. You can see it right there. And this, their fear of needing a comfortable lifestyle is restricting them from even opening their eyes to it. Or they think they have to live in a certain place, or they think their parents have to approve of it, or they're afraid to tell their spouse, or there's always like a little thing, but the desire is still there. It doesn't go away, which I think is reassuring to know that you could be 80 and you're going to still want to do it for some ungodly reason. What the heck?
Well, you know, you can be an 80 or 90 year old gentleman like Colonel Sanders was, you know, and go to, I forget what the number is. It's like 97 places that he pitched KFC to before he found somebody that was willing to take it. You know, I mean, I was talking. I was talking actually the other day with a lady who was in the very first integrated school in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. In fact, actually, literally, her mom called Dr. King to have him interject into the situation. And the FBI was taking them to school and, you know, really intense kind of, you know, early 60s civil rights movement stuff. And the coolest part about it that she brought up in that, she was like, you know, we all struggle with that thing that's in front of us that's, you know, keeping us held back. She's and it came up in the interview. She was like, you know, think about being an African-American individual in the early 60s trying to put together a group of 200 people in the South to march on Washington for civil rights. You know, it wasn't like, I mean, now there's all kinds of marches, and I'm not, you know, diminishing anybody that's doing that.
No, but that was like a pre-concept.
You know, I mean, it was unheard of, you know.
Because we have the benefit of those pictures in the video. Yeah. But how about that concept at that moment before it happened? You know, that is really interesting. I want to say to you, you know the Norman Vincent Peale story, right? That he threw away his book. So he kept trying to send out the power of positive thinking to agents, and no one wanted it. And so his wife really loved it. And he threw the book away in the trash can and said, I don't want you to take it out of there. And so she mailed the trash can to someone, and that agent ended up picking it up.
That's awesome.
I'm sending you the link for that. That one should definitely be in the Steve Kid. Isn't that great? Because she did not violate what her husband asked her to do.
I did not take it out. I did not take it out of the trash
can. I didn't take it out. And aren't we glad we have people that love us in our life to do those sort of things? Yeah. So, and actually, Steve, you know, I'm excited about, I reached out to you about the video program. So I'm doing this video boot camp, and it's all about giving people, because video is an amazing, obviously, look at us. We're doing this thing and it's free. Mm-hmm. Voice over IP is an amazing gift. And so it's the age of video. And I believe, just like with writing, I believe that everyone should be sharing their story. This is a moment of amplification for you. It doesn't matter where you live or how famous you are. Your voice matters and it needs to be out there. So showing people how to video and really, like, the stories are the things that show us what's possible. Like what you were saying, like a person who was in the first integrated school and knew Martin Luther King, that story is more rich than any other, like, principle-based thing that you could come up with. It's our stories that, you know, make it rich for each other.
You have a story, a life, a purpose that nobody else but you can share. Nobody else but you can give. You need to shine who you are, because if you don't do it, nobody else will. I really appreciate what Liz is saying here, because it really is the core of what we are put on this planet to do, is to share our stories with the world to help our world be a better place. We'll be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
Never has there been a better time for women to hack success. The shift is on and the breakthroughs are real. We're taking success to a whole nother level. Join us at the Women's Success Summit, a gathering of dynamic, smart women helping women. We want to learn about you and what you have to offer. Bring your A game and be prepared to transact some business. Oh, and by all means, dress to impress.
Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to WeHelpYouThrive.com. Check us out and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
So what would a person who wants to go into video boot camp, I mean, I think it's a great introduction into your world. What would they do, to sign up for that?
Well, it's on my website, so needinspiration.com, and you have to do NEAD. At the time, I could have bought Need Inspiration spelled properly. I had no idea. You know, 10 years ago, we didn't know you're supposed to buy every URL. And now it costs $10,000 for me to get Need Inspiration. I could have gotten it for $199. Anyway, so NEAD, Inspiration, and then it says Video Bootcamp, and I'm super excited about it. There's four sessions. And it's $247 for four online sessions. By the time you're done, everyone will have some really good education on video. I've done two television shows. I've been nominated for a regional Emmy. And I won an Iowa Motion Picture Association Award, and I've done years of acting. So all those professionals, you know, you just learn, you know, things about how to set yourself up so there's lots of space behind you, or setting yourself up so, you know, the rule of thirds and why light is so important. And so what you learn is how to set up your own portable studio and fixed studio with lighting, camera angles, you know, that sort of thing. So that's the first session. And the second session is about style and messaging. So you have something that's uniquely you, because I don't care who you've interviewed, you've never interviewed me. And as long as I know that and I hold that space, then it can be a delight for us to have a relationship. It's so terrible when someone tries to be like someone else. It's so sad. And then the third is editing. Some of the cool things that I've learned about how to make video seem better, like you have a film crew. There's lots of things that you can do. And then the final is the promotion. Like, for instance, I video one video a week about my book, and it's just behind the scenes, 1 minute, and I put links so people can buy, and I'm just giving a human back. People love behind the scenes. I wrote this. This is what, you know, my lights were being turned off. I had to make pizza on the grill, and this was the thing that came to me, and people love those stories. So, I lost you. Hold on. Well, that's me getting excited. Sorry. So I think for authors, I think it's a really great opportunity to share some depth and behind the book that they've written.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So four sessions, April 16th, 247. It's on Need Inspiration.
So it's NEAD.
Yep.
INSPIRATION.
Yes. Thank goodness you spelled it properly, since you have this connection to writing. I was just crossing my finger. This could be so bad for Steve.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that you'll do it. So
there's my
put you on the spot. I think that you have such a great personality, Steve, both you and Kathy. I just really am very grateful that I'm connected to you. Mm-hmm. And, even more than in your words, I see that loving energy that you have. So I think you're meant for video. And I think Kathy is too, actually. So,
yeah, Kathy actually just got back. I guess it's been about 3 weeks ago from a session with Carrie Murphy down in California.
I love Carrie. Yes.
You know, and so that was a lot of fun. And they did a video.
Yeah.
And it's being edited right now by her professional crew. So, and you know, we're really looking forward to
excited.
That.
Excited. And that is a good point, Steve, that because I'm friends with Carrie. And she's an amazing person. Mm-hmm. This is not a substitute for professional video. This is the daily in and out agility, video agility kind of. If you want to, if something good is happening in your life, you can put that video together and it looks special and different than others. So, yeah, I'm excited to see it too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the thing that people need to understand is a video, and this is according to Foster's research. This isn't some statistic Steve came up with yesterday.
Yeah.
According to Foster's research, a 1 minute video is equivalent to 1.2 billion words on a blog post.
No,
I don't know anybody else. I've, you know, I've had, you know, I've got like about 100 websites that I own, you know, you know, actually was involved with a crew that was writing blogging software before WordPress began. So, you know, I've been in the internet for a really long time. I put a lot of content out there. And 90% of it, I'm glad that most people have never seen it because it wasn't necessarily that good.
we had to start somewhere.
But I don't think I've written 1.2 million words. You know, I don't think over the course of the last 20 years I've written that many words. You know, how long would it take you to write 1.2 million words?
Yeah.
And yet a 1 minute video, you know, and that's why I love Periscope, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can just hop on, you know, you just look on your phone and, you know, you get it all set up and then you talk about something really quick and you know, it's about that connection.
And
it's also
absolutely.
Fun to see the people that'll hop on, you know, you're like periscoping and somebody's like, hi, how you doing? It's like, oh, wow, look, you know, it's Matt Gill from MTM, you know.
But, you know, it's amazing. We are connected. Yeah. So getting familiar with video and then also just learning how to position yourself, you know, and I'll say, like, when you're doing a Periscope or when you're doing something like a more formal video, people position their camera wrong so that you're looking straight up their nose, for example. You know what I mean? You know, yeah. it's little things that, because this is where it's going. My children watch YouTube more than they watch television.
Oh, yeah.
So you are more powerful than a television star to ever growing and more powerful population. So for people who have something that they want to say, I still believe in writing. I love to write. I blog and there's opportunities to blog on LinkedIn, and I see Facebook and Instagram as mini blogs, but there is a reason why Facebook just changed it so that your profile can be a video. There's a reason for that, because video is coming. And so I really feel like it's exciting to take all these little tips and tricks, and, you know, I'm not in some big studio. I'm in the basement of my house or in a hotel room in Kansas City, you know, and we can have this relationship. So I think it's cool.
So that's needinspiration.com, and check out Liz's video bootcamp. I really hope a bunch of people will jump in there and get it, because, I mean, it's absolutely imperative. And, you know, I mean, I talked about Carrie's thing, you know. I mean, Carrie's thing is like $2,000 and a trip to Los Angeles, which is a lot more than $247 to get you going. And that's the biggest thing, is you need to get started.
Yeah, and so here's the thing that I wanted to tell you. Are you ready?
I am.
Do you do drum rolls, Steve? Because I feel like this might be time for that. Okay, so I created a code for anyone who watched this, and anyone who is in your Facebook group. So if they put in KIDD, K-I-D-D, they will get 15% off, which brings it to $201 and change.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know. I feel like you could waste money on some clothing, and you could outgrow it in a year, or it could become out of fashion with $200. I mean, $200 doesn't get you anywhere around the world. So that's the deal. 15% off for anyone who watched this. They just have to type KIDD in, and they'll get the discount. So.
Well, that's awesome. I appreciate that.
And that you can use that for yourself.
Yay.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't like selling things. You know, inspiration is, I feel it's like a little cheap. It's been very hard for me to turn my passion into a business, because I want people to know that my desire to help them is genuine. But whatever way that I can get to people, I'm excited about it, and excited enough to say, you know, I hope I have the chance to support people. But at the end of the day, even if they just want to connect through Need Inspiration, that's okay too. I want to hear from people.
Yeah, absolutely. So Liz, leave everybody with one thing that they can do, you know, like right now, today, to be more inspired in their life. Because we all need inspiration.
You know, if I had anybody, this is what I would say. Help somebody. Just go help someone. Ask someone, what can I do for you? And pay it forward, or, you know, take someone's garbage cans closer back to their house, or just call someone and say, hey, I just wanted to, can I take you out to lunch? Or when you serve people, you are igniting your purpose. You'll find the space that is exciting. And when you start to help people, you will see the overwhelming need. There's so many people that need you. So that's
it. And Liz has done that specifically for Kathy. I remember when you guys were in the hotel room, she called me and she said, you know, it's been so helpful. And Liz gave me all these tips. And the biggest thing that, you know, you suggested to Kathy is, hey, just be yourself. And I really appreciate
that. Oh, yes. She's an amazing person and gave me far more than I could give her. So I hope you watch this. So I'm sure she does, right, Steve? Every single bit of it.
Well, surprisingly, actually, no.
Well, she'll have to watch this one, because I'm very grateful that I connected with her and you. So I appreciate your time.
Thanks to Liz Need from needinspiration.com.
you need inspiration. Liz is the person to give it to you. You need some basic training, a video boot camp of where to get started. You know, you don't have to go and get a professional studio, have a makeup artist and somebody do your hair and all of those kind of things to get started. What you very simply need to do is get started. So, you know, I really encourage you to check it out. Needinspiration.com. And now that is NEAD inspiration.com. Thanks so much for being with us, Liz. Hey, I want to really reiterate one thing to everybody before we end this episode. And it's this. You are on this planet for a reason. You have a purpose. You're not here by accident. You know, you've heard me quote T.D. Jakes before, but he says, you know, God was so interested in having you on this planet that he didn't care what other circumstance it took for you to exist. He didn't care who your parents needed to be, what kind of things needed to come together for you to come into existence in the exact moment that you were conceived. You have a reason. You have a purpose. And I want you to live out that purpose in everything you do and know how uniquely, wonderfully, brilliantly special you are. And then I want you to take up the call today, the challenge of this whole show. And that is simply this. You need to share your message with the world, your stories. You know, we talked earlier about Dr. Joy having shared with us about how you develop your speaking style is through sharing with your friends. And you do need to have an intimate circle of people that you share your stuff with and really develop the truth of who you are. But then you need to also share. There's always people that are ahead of us in the journey, but there's also, I guarantee you, there is also somebody out there right now today that is looking for the answer for the thing that you just went through, the thing that you just came through, that thing that may have a year ago, 6 months ago, last week seemed insurmountable, and today you see the light. People need you to share that with them because people need to understand that there's hope and they need to find solutions. And the best person to share the solution is you, because no matter where you are, no matter who you are, you have come through some things, big and small. Every one of those things is something that is easy now for you, but other people are struggling with, and you need to share it with the world. So remember, you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. And I want you to know that Kathy and I are here every day to help you live your life as a thriving entrepreneur. Until next time, have a great week. And remember that we're here with you. Anytime you need us, go to WeHelpYouThrive.com. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@WeHelpYouThrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.